Hey there, everybody. I'm Dan Haggerty. It is Thursday, January 11th. Let's talk about some of the news we know for now. I know that we're still drying out from the storms on Tuesday, but we do have another round coming through tomorrow and another WREL weather alert day. It's not expected to be as severe, but there's still a level 2 risk for some isolated tornadoes as well as some wind damage. So keep that in mind. Expect the worst of it to be in the evening. Some light rain will start in the late afternoon. You can tune into our news at 6, 10, and 11 for the most up-to-date information on the timing and the track and the potential severity of this new round of storms. Tuesday storm, we're still dealing with the fallout from that. The displays, some of them at the Chinese Lantern Festival, were damaged so badly that it forced them to cancel the event in Cary, ending it early this year by 5 days. The iconic dragon display that sits in the water right outside of Cocobooth Amphitheater actually started to sink down into the water. If you had tickets, those aren't cheap. If you had some tickets, they are going to send you an email with some info there on how you can get a refund, a couple of different options. So how about this news today? Three of the most iconic coaches in football, Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and Pete Carroll, all announcing that they are departing from their longtime roles. It sounds like Saban is going to retire from football, but the other two coaches, Belichick and Carroll, may be looking for some new homes in different NFL teams, and there have been some teams that there's been some rumored interest. For instance, the Atlanta Falcons apparently might have some interest in Bill Belichick. If that is the case, then the Carolina Panthers would have to contend with him twice a year. That's the latest here for now. I'm Dan Haggerty for breaking news, weather, and traffic, and coverage you can count on. You can listen to WREL News Plus on 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. We'll see you again soon.